Debbie Romero is your host today on Transcend with Debbie and can be found on all platforms. She is a renowned international evidential psychic medium, Reiki master, Munekai certified, and empowerment teacher, who is holding space to bring awareness with other like-minded souls as we raise the vibration collectively for humanity. With awareness, inspiration, love, compassion, and healing. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to Transcend with Debbie. I have Wendy Way in the house, or K. Oh my God, let me correct that. Wendy K. Oh yeah, I feel like when I say that, Wendy, I want to say it's like a diamond, like, oh, the diamond in the rough, you know, like, I don't know why, but that's what I'm getting. And my other girl, Raven, yes, I'm so excited. Today is going to be a day where we're going to talk about the higher self and ego, right? And I find that many of us in this journey, we battle in between that balance of staying in the higher self and coming from that love, because ultimately, I believe that the goal is to come from that place of love, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So today is going to be a really great conversation. Wendy, if you don't mind just explaining to the world who you are and what you do, girl.
Okay. I am psychic medium Wendy K. I have done this professionally for over a decade. I also do psychic detective work, investigation work. So I do work on cold cases, missing person cases, and that truly is my passion. I do believe that that is one of the things that I was sent here to do in this lifetime, is to help bring justice to those that have no voice. And me being the medium, I can bring, you know, comfort and peace to the families that are going through a hard time. And I'm a mom too. So if, you know, if there's families that are dealing with the missing children, one thing that I realize is a lot of parents just want to feel noticed and feel welcomed and honored. And me to be able to like communicate with their kids or whatever, you know, whoever's coming through, to bring them peace. So I do that. And I'm also a Reiki master and healer, and communicate with animals.
I love that.
You can find me on Instagram at Wendy Medium Wendy K, and my website is mediumwendyk.com. And I'm on Facebook as Wendy K.
Yeah. I love how you put that together. And people don't often realize that when we're holding space for spirit and you're unfolding the story, especially the ones that are tragic, right? Mm-hmm. Not just the soul that you're holding space for, but the living. So the discarnate and the living are working together with you. And that's yes. a privilege. That's truly an honor to be able to sit into something that's very heavy. Yes. It requires a special person that's able to hold the link with yes. the heavier, denser energy. So thank you, Wendy, for your service and what you do for spirit.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Hello, my friend Raven girl. Tell me a little bit about yourself and the world. What we want to know about Miss Raven Adams.
Well, thank you for having us, first off. I know me and Wendy are super excited to be here. So, yes, I am a psychic channel, and I also do photography as well. So I run a thing. A lot of people know me through Lead With Energy on Instagram. So for years now, I've been placing angel cards, oracle cards, and tarot cards around New York City, different parts of the world for people to find. I'm a huge, huge believer in synchronicity, and I'm a huge believer in teaching people their power, because we live in a world where a lot of people want to take our power away. It could be the government, it could be our parents, it could be the school. So I love teaching people their power to trust their own intuition and to also trust spirit. And so, yeah, a lot of my work is just teaching people their power, and also with my photography, getting people in that powerful state as well, right? Because a lot of people have gifts that they want to share with the world, and they don't really know how to do content creation and marketing. And I really love helping people with that on an intuitive level, no matter what their business is.
Right. I agree. I mean, your heart is so wide open, and you have always held space for so many. I watch you rock, and I feel like what people don't understand, when we're in our channeled state, you know, there's a frequency and a vibration that flows to us as an individual with spirit, and it's unique. All of us are unique in our own special way. And you do lead with energy. You do leave cards with little messages around the world. And so your impressions, your love is worldwide. Like, you have gone around the world and you're like, let me leave a card here. Mm-hmm. And my dog agrees. Like, let's feel that love, right? And when we're in that creative flow and you say photographer, you know, there is art in that and there's a creation that comes with that. And so I got to say, I've been following you for so many years and you truly are a true ambassador for love and spirit, Miss Raven.
Aww, I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. You both ladies, I know you're best friends, and what way to do this together, but as friends and community and for spirit, right? Okay. And I say this because this journey can be brutal. Oh my God, it can be brutal. And I say kudos to you two because you're friends, right? You're like buddy. Like, when we talk about the ego, like, I'm gonna come to you, Wendy. How does the ego, like, when you feel into that, what does that feel like to you when you feel into the energies?
Oh, daggers, heavy, jealousy, not being transparent. But there's also that, you know, the fear, and it's just not owning your power. It's not, it's almost this detachment of your true authentic self, and you just don't know how to embrace that piece. And so you use the fear mechanism and being in your ego because you don't know how to balance into that love and to know that there is no, we all should just work together. That's the thing. That's what I don't understand. Where so many people just, they get jealous. And it's like, well, there's little pieces, that little girl inside you or that little boy inside you that needs healing, that needs that tender care, big hug, big kiss, or whatever it is. So ego is just, yeah, ego can be tricky, but also ego can be very good. It keeps us safe. It does, you know, but it's the piece that really holds on to the just the low vibration of I'm better than you, I'm gonna be bigger than you, and it's just, it's ick.
It's, yeah, your energy worker, you can feel the thick of where they're in their journey, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I think it's,
feel it, so for sure.
Yeah, it's like changing the fear to love. Instead of I, it's we. Yes. And I think there is a special dance when we're in this journey, because many of us, I think, we are diving into the realms to feel better, to with hopes to change for the better, to create a ripple effect that's going to be, okay, community, spirit, understanding, and recognizing, okay, oh, shoot, let me back it up. I'm a little up all about me right now. And I know that dance too well. I know the dance. And I think all of us embody it in some way or level, because we need the ego to drive us, but we need to also come from the heart.
Yes.
So girl, well said. Thank you. Raven girl, what's your thoughts on ego? Tell me, girl.
When you nailed it, that was beautiful. But, you know, we all have ego, and I've seen with most people, when people are coming from too much ego, it's just simply a protection mechanism, right? Because they're afraid to put their real selves out into the world. And so they will put out this energy, well, I'm better than you. I'm more important than you. I know better than you. And so unfortunately, when you're in that energy too much, you're actually not creating a connection. You're separating people from you. And so when you're in the ego, you're going to feel more alone. And, you know, me and Wendy have had many conversations about this with friends that we've lost throughout the years. And we can have compassion for people that might shame us or judge us in this field or dreams that we have. And we can look at these people and say, okay, maybe they're in a bad place. A lot of the times I found with me, some people don't want to do the work, right? They don't want to do the work on their heart. And then that's where you have to put a boundary up and say, you know what? Thank you for that friendship at that time, but I'm going to have to move on. And so a big part of my journey also, and it's noticing our own ego, right? Like, have you ever been in situations where you're like, oh, am I being a little arrogant with this person? Or maybe I need to step back and take a look at myself, you know, because we're human. We all do it. But you, like Wendy said, you also need that ego too for a little bit of protection. And even doing work like this on camera, a friend of mine, I remember he once said, he goes, you kind of have to have a bit of an ego to do this work if you're doing right. stuff on screen. But Debbie, you nailed it. If you're trying to get your energy out into the world, ask yourself, are you doing it in an authentic way? And are you coming mm-hmm. from the heart? That's mm-hmm. what's most important.
Right. I love how you said that. It's very interesting. And I hear you guys say this. And being intuitive, both of you are very intuitive. Mm-hmm. You know, when someone is looking at you or, you know, checking out your business and the competitor in them are like, oh, girl, what you doing now? Oh, what's up? And you're like, get out. What is that you're bringing to the table? Yeah. And so how many times, I don't think people realize like how attuned we are to our own baby creations. And then someone comes in, they're like, snaking away in.
Yes, slithering.
That's what I saw. Yeah.
I was like, ooh, you're slithering away. I'd be like, girl, I don't know what you're looking for, but block.
Right?
Yep. I'm quick to do that. Block, nope, protect. Okay. No.
I was like, oh, I like you, but what happened?
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
But they change. It's part of the journey, right? It's like, oh, look at me. I'm shining bright like a diamond. And then they're all in it. And then, okay, you've been uplifted. You've been in the power. Kudos to you, girl.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's like when you come out and you have to do it yourself, where's the Incredible Hulk, you know, energy? Like, you know, you mm-hmm. could feel that. And
yep.
How do you handle that, Raven, when the energy comes at you like that on your page or in life Ooh. Or in general?
It's crazy. I mean, I have a million stories about this. I'm so sensitive that I can even on, you know how Instagram can show when somebody watches your story. I've had many times where I remember times I was so happy or I had a podcast or I was just, good things were happening to me that day. And somebody's name pops up that was, you know, I thought a friend and ooh, I could feel it in my body. She was just like so angry that I was happy and good things were happening for me. And then it's interesting when you see people in person and they're like, oh, I hope you do well, or I hope you're successful. But when you're sensitive to energy, you can feel the jealousy behind it. And you know what? A piece of advice, something I've had to learn for myself is, and Deb, you've told me this before. It's like, let it roll off your back. You have to train yourself in this business to let it roll off your back. Because if you're continually like being like, oh my God, why doesn't this person like me? Here's right. the truth of life. Not everybody's going to see you. Right. Not everybody's going to see you. And I know what my mission is here. And I just need to focus on that. And so spirit has always been like, Raven, stay in your lane and let it roll off your back. And so you have to train yourself to do that.
Right. Oh my God, Raven. When you were speaking, I got the chills because there is a discipline within self to allow not to play the game of those type of energies, and the energies are definitely there. And so when people don't understand, and I loved how Wendy did a reel on psychic attacks and how she mm-hmm. talked about, you know, the energy and how we intuitive or psychic mediums or sensitive, however you want to say it, we feel the swords and the thorns, and we feel the energy hitting our body. Like, oh my God, you just hurt me. Like it's like a rip in my body. And when that happens, you realize, okay, now let me strengthen my body more. Let me heal more so that doesn't hit me. So there's a healing journey that happens to strengthen the aura, to strengthen your etheric web. So when jealousy hits or envy or betrayal or, you know, all these energies that people are feeling because you're in the spotlight, like, I know I watch my audience. I've been in the audience and I know people are like, I can do that. I got that too. Oh my God, I should be on there. She didn't say this right. She forgot this. And you're being critiqued.
Exactly. Yep.
Critiqued from every angle.
Yep.
So being a public figure, both of you are, I'm going to say I'm in there too. We're public figures. We're in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy. What yep. do you do to clean the energy when those type of energies are thrown at you?
Oh, so I do a mixture of Raven and I don't know if you know him, Debbie, Seth Broder. He's an amazing alchemist. He makes oils, candles. So Raven and I both have a ton of his oils, and there's a oil that's by bitch.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And
so usually I light a candle. So for me, what works best for me is when I feel the attack, I drop into my heart chakra and I'm like, what's my truth? Where am I at? What's their projection? Why are they sending this to me? So I am very aware of what is thrown at me. So the best thing that you can do is not send back the same energy. That's
amen.
Not
good.
That's mm-hmm. not good karma. So if someone's mad at you and jealous and you're going to send that shit back, like no, we don't do that. So
right.
We dissolve and transmute that and replace that with love, light, whatever it is. I always like to hook kind of like their spirit up to Christ's energy or the universe so that they plug it into that outlet instead of me. So their energy isn't just floating around me. And then with the candle, I light black candles a lot because it represents protection. I will use oils. I'll coat it with oils, different kinds of oils, transmute. Alchemize. I usually write the candle if I know the specific person. I really am. Oh, yep.
they feel your pain, girl. They feel your pain.
I've sent Raven so many candles lately because mm-hmm. you know I can just feel the attacks, and that's okay. I'm okay. I've got it. But so you can write on your candle, and then you just use that candle to transmute and alchemize that energy that's being thrown and tossed at you. You can use a selenite wand stick and then just call in Archangel Michael and ask for all etheric cords, negative energies, all evil eyes, and just wipe it around your body and your field and return to sender for healing and transmutation. You want to transmute that energy for sure. And really it's allowing me to be more in my power and to know my truth. And honestly, it's like Pitbull said, he goes, if you don't have haters, what you're doing something wrong.
Right.
True. And honestly, mm-hmm. my haters, and I'm sure you girls know your haters too. They have lit the fire under my ass to keep yes. going.
Right.
So that's what we need, you know, and I'm okay with that. It's just like, not in a bad way of like, let me prove you wrong, but it gives you that power, that grit, that tenacity to keep moving forward and keep being like, I'm going to do this. Because we as, you know, intuitive psychics, I use my third eye a lot. So, you know, spirit shows me a lot of things, a lot of future things for myself. And their time is not on our time. So our time is going to be different. So I could have seen something 11 years ago and it still hasn't come to fruition, but it's close. Right. So again, you know, it's big dreams and hopes, you know, and I also am a firm believer in not sharing your big dreams with a lot of people. Keep it close. Outside energy will throw it off for sure. Because as a collective, you're sharing a space. And so all of a sudden your ego is just kind of like, oh, well, why does she get that? Why is she seeing that? Then it's like they throw that and it's almost like they pop your balloon, you know? And so the energy mm-hmm. gets spread.
Right.
If it's in the incubation stage, you want to keep it whole. You don't want to spread it all over.
Right. I had that situation and I got a little clip and I shared it with Raven because Raven was part of me from beginning to end. And so Raven kind of walked me through my nerves and, you know, my energies. And my husband was like, you know how many haters you're going to get when you start posting that? Like, you know, like you haterade will start to overflow. I'm like, oh, you're messed up. Yeah, but you're right. So let's keep it close. And I'm not supposed to share it when spirit will tell you. And then not only spirit, but also, you know, you're following the lead of everyone else involved in it too. So you're respecting the energies. I love that you say that. So protecting your energy is important. And you do want to have good people that genuinely want to see you rise. And that's the thing is about support, where there is no envy, there is no jealousy, and that they also can see, like, I want you to do good too, sis. Like, we got this. There's enough for all of us. And it's very rare that you can find somebody that's going to have your back like that. Because even your own team, your own family members will even start to throw the shade at you. And so then even then you have to learn how to say, I'm focused. It's about me and spirit, and I'm driven, and I'm in this. And so when you talk about people, the haters, or the energy of them when we first start, right? And we're in this journey, and it's like, it's not proving them wrong. It's like you're proving yourself, I can do this regardless of what's thrown at me. Energetically, I remember many, many years ago, I knew nothing of spell work. I knew nothing of bindings, of curses and spells. I'm so naive, right? I'm all about the energy of love and prayer and church. And I was just knew I was sensitive, not realizing that people really can get dirty in this work. You know, I had no idea. I'm like, I'm a little thug, but dang, I was thuggish. Like, I'm spiritual thuggish. I had no idea, right? And so my energy was in the dark night of the soul. I was in it, girl. I was in the shadows, right? And so I had family saying, let me take you to this person to help you for help or prayer. And for me, I said, no. I want to learn how to get out of this darkness by myself. Because when I come into the public eye, I can handle the energies that come at me. And so you're going to learn to do a dance to...
Yeah, that was good.
Because it is definitely intense, dark. Mm-hmm. And I look at spiritual work and I look at hate and I look at this, and I'm going to give you my feeling a little bit about it, what I tell people. If anybody throws energy, spiritual negativity or intent or spells, spell jars, curses, candles, all these things, right? But in a negative way, even with the thought, they just ignited a deeper healing within us to take us in to get stronger.
Yep.
We will be forced to deal with things because we are spiritual. If it irritates our spirit, then it gives us an opportunity to say, let me bring it back so I can fix this, so I can strengthen this. Thank you for letting me level up, for having me. And every time something happened to me on my journey, I was like, oh, girl, I got a podcast now because you just made me get more stronger boundaries. Oh, girl, thank you for throwing shade because now I'm here. And you said it such a beautiful way. And they don't even realize every time someone comes in behind the scenes thinking they're hurting you, you're just like, oh, girl, thank you, girl. Bye. What was that? What was that stuff that Seth had? Bye, bitch.
Yeah. He's awesome, though. Yeah.
But so if you look at that, right, and you look at how the denser, darker energies and the light, it feels very much the same. Ego, heavy, dense, light, angelic. The higher self is a higher consciousness, divine, God, self. And the ego is the fear. It's all about, look at me, what I did, and look at this, and look at that. And so there is a dance. And what is the heart about? You know, it's the rose quartz. It's the essential oils of love. It's the love of pink candles and coming from that heart and listening to the music. And just, here's an example that's coming to my awareness. How many times have you ever done a reading and the person's personality was really mean? But yet they're coming in to say, I love you and I'm sorry. And they're like, oh, I don't know about that. I don't sound like him. Or that's the frequency of love and spirit.
Yep.
It's not even the stuff that they did that was like crazy attitude. Let me kick it down. Like, let's go. You know, it's like a fighter. It's more like, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Please forgive me. I see it now. I understand. I'm here to help you. Right.
I love and that's that up.
Yeah, because it just flowed in. Spirit's like, thank you.
That's what mediumship readings are all about, is that love. It's that, because their soul on the other side is still learning to, in their new body, in their new shell, in their spirit, they need to, they're growing and up-leveling on the other side as well, doing the work that they didn't do here in the physical. So when their loved one sits down and they finally have someone to hear them and bring through a message, it's total energy that's being healed. And it's so beautiful because you can see it and feel it. Sometimes you can feel it right then and there, but maybe sometimes it might take a week or two or a month and be like, wow, you hear from your client and they're like, you changed my life. It's like, no, I was just the conduit. Your loved one changed.
Right. And I think too, when we're a living being, mm-hmm. everybody's tired of heavy, denser life, right? Everyone's tired of it. And everyone's trying to do better, to be kind, to be gentle. But we also still get triggered because we're human. Mm-hmm. But just like Raven, how she left those cards with her sparkle of love. What advice, Raven, would you give somebody to start sprinkling love everywhere they go? Like, how would you have someone start that journey of love?
I think seeing people through their eyes instead of your perspective. So you hear the word empathy thrown around a lot, but a lot of people don't actually use it day to day, right? So, you know, if somebody is really angry or mad, instead of you being triggered by that person, ask, what is this person going through on a personal level? Or maybe something happened to them in childhood and they don't know how to express their feelings, right? Or they've been shamed for expressing their feelings, right? And so instead of us getting triggered, the best thing we can do is send love to those people that are angry, that are having a bad day, that maybe are judgmental towards us, right? Because like Wendy said, when you understand mediumship as well, you see this world different. Because when people are do, let's say, quote unquote, bad things, or they're mean to their family members, or they're mean to their friends, when people do cross over, eventually they do see what they did, and it's a healing experience. So we're all human and we all have highs and lows. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. And so we have to remember that. And day to day, you know, I was on a podcast the other day and I'm like, when it comes to, I share my cards to the world. I love placing cards. That's my way to give back, right? As far as kindness, it could be saying hi to somebody at the grocery store. It could be calling up a friend and saying thank you. It could be sending light to somebody. It could be sending prayers to another part of the world. It's very individualized for every single person. Mm-hmm. But again, it comes down to, and I think you guys will admit to this, presence. Because if you're not present in your day-to-day life and you're stuck in your head running around, you're not really noticing your own kindness. So I think presence is a key thing. Like, how am I treating the land around me? How am I treating people around me? How am I treating animals around me? That takes staying present and centered in your day-to-day life.
Beautifully said, Raven. Beautifully said. Yeah. So love is really a gift. And you said it in a beautiful way, where many of us also have wounds. Mm-hmm. And many of us have different stories. And so when we're talking about the ego or these words that, you know, that are put out there that are referring, I don't want to say mental health, right? But it's healing. There's illness that you're dealing with when we're getting hit with those lower vibrations of energies. And you have to have respect for the energy and for where they are in their journey. And it takes a very special person to be able to hold those links, to not take it personal. And so
I have a saying that I say, it's being witness observer. So yeah. You drop into yourself and you observe how the person's responding, how their body language. And, you know, yes, I've been doing this for a while. I can understand someone within seconds, but not if they are projecting something and they're throwing something. It's not about me. It's about them.
Right.
It's always like pivoting that energy and not taking, it's like stopping that dagger, you know, right. So it doesn't hit you. But dropping into your heart space and being that witness observer, observing them, but not taking on their energy that they're
saying. And that's the problem. Amen. A lot of people take it on. And
right.
It's personal.
Right.
It has nothing to do with you.
Right. I'd be like, my inner thug, my inner child, I can't fight. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You're like, no, girl. No, girl. Back it up, girl.
Listen, I've been there before. We've all done it where something happens and you want to fight back. I mean, I'm a Taurus and Leo moon. So I have that like feisty, you know, I have to remind myself to ground myself sometimes.
I'm like, yeah, she did what?
Yeah.
You voice message me and you get it out.
I was like, can you believe this happened? Oh my God, girl.
Daily.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, it's not about us. It's what happened. It's what they were feeling. It's okay. But your spirit, and Wendy said it in the beginning, it's about empowering It's about feeling empowered. You're both women of empowerment. I'm all about empowerment. And it's about recognizing your own power, recognizing your own energy. And there is a thing that I do with Munaki. It is to restore the power, to restore the love, and to restore the clarity. And so if I have someone that's coming my way, I will say, God, give them their power, give them their love, and give them clarity to see. And then what I do, I love that you sent it to the cosmos, Wendy, but I actually cut the cords. I put them into the earth so it has a source of nutrients to feed the energy. And then I sever it and I let it cauterize, but you also have to cauterize it to you, because I would say, look, dude, I'm a human being. I'm not God, spirit, universe. I'm a person. I need my energy. Like, it's nice to hold space, but you got to find your own outlet to feel powerful and strong. And being able to uplift someone when they're not in that place is also very powerful. So it's basically someone's looking for a lifeline. Save me, help me, hold me. I see you, but I need some of what you got. And so if you're showing them, there's the cosmos, there's the earth, there's the energy, try this and feed your spirit, nourish yourself, love yourself, be gentle with thyself. It's a process. And you both ladies, I love that you're still friends. I love that you're doing the work and you're able to network together. What piece of advice would you say to girls, men who are friends for a long time and they fall out because one is afraid that one is more powerful than the other?
There's no competition.
Yeah. And if you feel that, you need to take a look at yourself and ask where your wounds are.
Right. And you know, like even too, give them, just because they have that behavior for a week or two, and again, Wendy says something they must have been going through. You don't know what their life is, their personal life is like. So give them another week, another opportunity to sit with what they're feeling, because you know the person. All right, you're having a bad week. I'll let you go. I'll tell them straight out. Don't touch me. Leave me alone. Don't bother me. I'll be like, in my room, leave me. Let me do my shit. And then it's like, okay, what were you trying to say now?
Yeah,
we all need a pause button, right? We all need a little pause.
Yeah, I just think that you got people in, if you're feeling in this competition, if you're feeling like if you're good friends with someone and they're having more fame or more likes or whatever, it's what is that about you? Like, what is it that you are afraid of? Because really, it's just you should be happy that, here's the thing, there's enough for all of us to fulfill what we're supposed to do.
So it's the fear of not being included.
Huh? Yeah, so, and that's a wound, right?
You know,
right.
Yeah, right.
We want to be included. We want to be part of. We want to be acknowledged, and we want to sit at the table with all these fun, exciting things that are happening. And so it's like, I'll tell you straight up, when I didn't get included, I made my own table and I made my own chair. And so then I was like, shout out to you, girl, because let me hook myself up, you know?
Yeah. It's funny you said that, because I was just going to say, like, I would rather sit by myself than sit at a table full of people that are not for me.
Right.
And you know, but it takes
time to get to that space.
Yeah. But what's beautiful about the contrast is when you have people, like Debbie said, that won't include you, it still lights a fire under you, right?
Yeah.
Hey, let me start my own thing. I'm going to build myself up, you know? And that's happened to me many times where I'm like, okay, well, what's beautiful about this work is if you work on yourself enough, you get so strong, it doesn't matter if somebody doesn't invite you to the table, because you know spirit doesn't want you there and you're going to be included at the right table at the right time.
I find that it's been a very true gift where our energy is being molded to prepare us to the next steps. Every step that I have taken has been small steps to take me to where I'm going. And every energy is, spirit has been so gentle with me behind the scenes. And I say gentle. When you're working at your job, that is part of your training to be who you are, whether, you know, it's communication or how you're helping the community as a nurse or a doctor, you're flowing in the passion of energy and creativity of the universe's energies, right? And so every step, everyone's trying to get a promotion to go into the next level, whether it's spiritual or in the professional world. And the bottom going up, it builds that power. It builds it. And what comes to mind is the charging motion of like, bah, 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 you light up, right? So I remember going with SPTV. He's like, Deb, you know, you got to sit this way. You got to look at the camera that way. And I was like, oh, wow. I'm like, oh, back it up. And, you know, and I'm having to learn how to read clips on the things. And I was like, oh, okay. And spirit gets you ready. And then, of course, I was on a show where I was having to read, and I cannot see for the life of me. And I'm walking into like a open film thing, and I'm watching the little clips on the camera. And I'm like, oh my God, am I gonna be able to read that? Are they gonna want me to read that? And so it's like, you know, already your body is being built up. You know, it's being, the power is showing you how to feel the impressions of what's about to come next. Whether it's a doctor, they're giving you the tools to cut into the heart or the throat or the mind. All of this energy is being molded and pressed into your energetic field to get you ready to do the work. So every person, every connection, every experience is allowing you to be who you are today. Mm-hmm. So thank you both for just sharing your true love and passion for spirit. Both of you are amazing conduits, ambassadors for the spirit world and for the living. Mm-hmm. So keep sharing your love, your sparkle, your shine. And thank you for both being a guest on Transcend with Debbie. Raven, where can people find you and what you're doing?
Thank you, Deb, for having us. We truly, truly appreciate it. This has been awesome. I have my website, ravenadams.com. A lot of my work is through Instagram for my Lead with Energy program. That's Lead with Energy as well. And then my TikTok is Lead with Energy too. So you can follow my journeys on where I place cards. And if you need some intuitive insight, you can send me an email or message me on Instagram.
And girl, don't you have like a monthly program? What's up with that? Like, come on, girl.
So the monthly program is you get a card pulled for you Monday through Friday for the entire month. What's beautiful about this is I tell people, I'm like, one card can truly change your day in a way of connecting with spirit and synchronistic moments. So I always tell people, when I pull you a card, be open to spirit and see what happens throughout the day and start writing down and journaling synchronistic moments. It's really, really opened people up, because sometimes with intuition, people get a little overwhelmed with psychic abilities. And I'm like, let me make it simple. One card pull, right? See what comes to you intuitively, start journaling. And it's crazy the stories I've heard from clients where they're really opening up their psychic abilities and connecting with spirit through a simple program of one card Monday through Friday through the month. So I have that program every month. So if you're interested in that, just shoot me an email.
I love that. And I think you hit it on the dot. A card is energy, which changes your impression, your structures of your etheric web. So not only are you getting an intuitive message, you're getting a healing with the message. So beautiful. I love that. Mindy girl, tell us again what you're doing, where people can find you.
I'm psychic medium Wendy Kay. I also do cold cases, animal communication. I'm also a spiritual life coach as well. You can find me on Instagram, medium Wendy Kay. My website is mediumwendyk.com. Facebook, I'm Wendy Kay. Not my page, but my actual, because I don't use my professional page. I just use my personal page. I offer 30, 40, and 45 and 60 minute Zoom sessions if you are looking to get to hear from your loved one, to get a psychic reading, to have maybe you're stuck somewhere and you need that spiritual life coach. I can see where you're stuck and we can get you moving in the right direction. I also work on cold cases and missing person cases as well.
Beautiful job. It's a hard job to be part of.
But
kudos to you that you're in the love and the light that keeps you elevated. So thank you both ladies for being a service to spirit.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Take care, y'all. Thank you.